1. Well, let's now go straight now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, who's standing by, because, Fergal, we have some new figures in relation to the pandemic, some detail, I suppose, which gives us an insight into where outbreaks are continuing to occur, if you like, the profile of infection at this particular point. What can you tell us?
Yes, and remembering that an outbreak isn't an individual case, but it's two or more linked cases. And this is the latest outbreak data from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, and it's for the week to last Saturday. And we can see that the overall number of outbreaks last week was 431, and that's a rise of 64 outbreaks on the previous week when you compare it. The biggest increase has been seen in private house family outbreaks. There was 259 of those last week. That's up 128 outbreaks compared with the previous week. Now, we did hear earlier this week the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, he did warn that we'd probably see a spike in reported private house family outbreaks. But he said that this isn't due to a sudden rise in this category, but it's more to do with the better ability of the HSE to track and trace now that there is a declining overall number of daily cases. And then when we look at some other areas, no outbreaks have been reported in schools last week to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. And the outbreaks in hospitals and in the workplace also saw a slight drop. One caveat, Brian, is that, you know, the HSE is still, I suppose, limited in its level of retrospective tracing and the ability to find the actual source of various cases. So that just is a caveat to bear in mind in outbreak data.
Fergal, the current restrictions due to be reviewed at the beginning of next month, but I think from what we've been hearing from Leo Varadkar a few minutes ago, and indeed from the Taoiseach in the Dáil this lunchtime, people shouldn't be expecting any significant relaxation into the month of April of the current regime, the pandemic regime that we're living under, because it's not just about the rate of infection. Crucially, the extent and the scale and the scope of the vaccine rollout is, we've been told by Neffet and others, very important for making any assessment on whether the restrictions can be eased.
Yes, but the Taoiseach there was saying really that all that people could probably expect after April 5th would be, you know, construction coming back, some change to the 5K rule, and some more activity outdoors. Now, it's very important to remember that under the revised government plan for dealing with COVID-19, Neffet set a triple lock system, if you'd like to call it that. Three conditions that have to be met before there's any slow and gradual lifting of restrictions. The first one is that cases in the community must be at low levels, so they could be managed by public health, and we're seeing them coming down yesterday, 311, so that's working. Hospitals and ICU numbers would have to be reduced, and the very latest one this lunchtime show 370 COVID-19 patients in hospital, and of those 92 in ICU, those numbers are dropping too. So we come to the third one, which is, it says that the most vulnerable must be protected through vaccination, and that's where we know there are problems in terms of supply and other issues in terms of rolling out the vaccination programme. And this is the area where the public have no control over. And it's down to the HSE in terms of delivering vaccines into people's arms, and the Department of Health and the Minister for Health and Government in the supply of vaccines. But those are the triple locks, and all three have to be working. So on that basis, realistically, you'd have to say that it's going to take quite a long time before you'd see any significant lifting of restrictions.
Very good. Fergal Bowers, health correspondent. Thank you for that. After the break, Michelle O'Neill of Sinn Féin.